The elves had lived upon the land, and in their wisdom stayed. Away from black of fallow lands, far north where marshes lay. But years they passed like falling sand, and men they came to Ys. With strong heart and with strengthened hand, ships sailed upon the breeze. They set their hulls upon the shore, and homes amidst the wood. They spoke with elves, and learned their lore. A friendship, it was good. Now Pulliam, of human blood, his heart ever wandering, went against the advice of the elven ranger's counseling. Curious, he crept into the caverns near the fen. The storm it grew, Pulliam flew, like swine freed from the pen. And so there rose the blackest wings, and breath both foul and sharp. The wickedest of evil things, a dragon in the dark. Gougemar the Black, they called him then, his appetite was great. 'Twas naught he ate but Yishians, that folk could not escape. So years went by, and Ys it sank, down into fear and stealth. But one who lived upon the bank would come from simple pelf. Duragil, the elven lord, was tall and strong and brave. From Araduin had come his sword, where civil war was grave. A ranger he had been for long, his arm was hero strong. Until his wife, she sang him song, and bore him tender son. But now he came to ranger's aid, once more for vengeance great. His wife and son in graves they laid, both slain by Gougemar's hate. So Duragil, he led a band into the fallow marsh, and there was fought with ranger's hand a wicked slaughter harsh. The evil eyes of Gougemar burned, his appetite it gnawed, his stomach, for it boiled and churned inside his belly broad. The filth it splashed, and wings they beat, the rangers were but meat. So Duragil did greatest beat, his sword was buried deep. The black blood ran on Duragil, the burning acid smoked. The death had come to Elfkin still, on blood the dragon choked. And so the end had come to both, the elf and dragon black. The rangers, then, they took an oath to take the island back. But Duragil was not forgot. His grave, it stands alone, and lies within a secret spot, so marked with silver stone.